This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have a special guest co-host.
We do. Exciting. They are the star of Santa Clarita Diet on Netflix and Let It Snow, and they're about to be in the new movie Bombshell that's about to come out.
Crazy.
The wonderful Liv Hewson.
Hi.
Hi. Hello, thanks for co-host. Joining us.
Thank you for having me. I've never co-hosted anything before.
This is very exciting.
How exciting. We only ever co-host things, so we are all...
Yeah, that's true. We never get to... Oh, that's when you're part of a duo.
You'll now, have to teach me how to do it.
Yeah, we can. Absolutely.
I just do little subtle digs at Emily every so often. That's how
good.
I co-host.
Okay, I'll do that.
I don't think that we should all implement Vicky's way of co-hosting, though. I'm not fully on board with that situation.
No.
But I am super thrilled to have you here, Liv. It's going to be a huge show. I'm excited for us to chat about a specific thing that will not be named until later. So you should stay tuned for that.
That's what they call sizzle.
Yes, that's a little sizzle for your afternoon.
Ow.
Ooh. We can just get Liv to do our sound effects from now
on. I would love that. We don't need to panel. We can just get Liv to do all of the sound effects.
Ding.
It is Vic, Liv, and Em's Radio Jams.
Hey.
I did it.
You did
we've
it.
Got a new name because we've got a new co-host, the wonderful Liv Hewson.
Special guest for this week.
Special guest for this week. Liv, what did you do on New Year's?
We were all at Vicky's house.
That's
wow.
true.
You were there.
I was there. It's almost like I knew that that was going to be the outcome of that question.
What did you do for New Year's?
I don't think you'll believe this, but I was actually at Vicky's house.
Oh my God, Vicky, where were you?
I wasn't at my house, amazingly. No, I was at my house.
Imagine. Liv and I were just there. Wait,
everyone was at my house?
What? Yeah, we broke into your house.
It was a super fun time.
Yeah.
But Liv, recently in the last couple of shows we've been doing, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about them?
This year, forgot that they existed. And then someone asked me, what's your New Year's resolution? And I literally went, oh, those.
That's a thing.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't think of anything.
Yeah. Mine was pretty simple this year. It was just I wanted to cook more at home.
That's so good.
Like it's pretty simple.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
I think achievable resolutions. Actually, my housemate said that his New Year's resolution is to set achievable New Year's resolutions. I think that's powerful.
I think that's like someone asking a genie for more wishes. Like, I think that's cheating.
I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that type of person. Let's be honest. If he had a genie, definitely, absolutely.
God, you're just throwing him under the bus, aren't you?
No, not at all. But I do think achievable New Year's resolutions are important.
Well, you're supposed to set smart goals, the A in smart stands for achievable.
There you go. Did you know that?
No, I didn't, but I'm so glad I do now. What was yours, Em?
It was to do more yoga and to just be like, I guess, nicer to myself in the sense of like having more me time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I haven't still been to yoga. It is the 9th of January and I still haven't been to yoga.
We can do this, Em. Right now with the headphones on. Let's go.
Next talk break, it's just going to be Liv and I just doing downward dogs. Studio.
Yeah.
How's your resolution been going?
Pretty good. I you let me have two delivery meals.
Mm-hmm. This show and last week's show.
Yeah. I have to admit that I did three.
Three
so I'm sorry.
Not bad.
Three's pretty good. Yeah.
But one of them was on the day that it was so smoky and I did not want to leave the house.
No, that's
so
good. That's
I took
fine.
That as a...
But then someone else had to leave the house.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's sure.
But I have cooked. I had like pan-fried salmon and vegetables and I've cooked a bunch of pasta.
I mean, pasta is delicious.
What are you, some kind of adult?
I know.
What's going on?
Yeah.
What kind of pasta did you make?
I don't know what they're called.
The type of pasta?
The tubey ones.
Penne.
There you go, penne.
Stop.
Penne's nice.
That's my... What's your favourite type of pasta, Liv?
Oh, the butterflies, the bow ties.
No way. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's favourite. Actually, text in. What's your favourite type of pasta? 0427JOY949.
Love it.
Maybe if you also like the butterflies, because I've never heard
You've never
of
seen
anyone
that happen
that's,
before?
No. Mine's the filled pasta, like ravioli.
I count ravioli as a little bit different, though, because like filled pasta is in its own little category. Yeah. It's not just a...
Perhaps.
Look, whenever I get like pasta at a restaurant, and I don't do that very often for some reason, I don't know why.
Mm.
Maybe I should start doing that more. I always get a penne.
That's my go-to. I always get the big wide flat ones that they often make in house.
Tagliatelle?
Pappardelle.
Yeah. That's also delicious pasta.
Delish.
Look, I haven't really been doing so good with
my... They all
taste
the same. What are you...
I'm not gonna hear this.
No, neither will I. Absolutely not. Do they taste the same? No.
Pasta.
No.
It's
no.
The sauce that
makes it. I can understand because it gets the sauce in the middle of
it's
it.
It's a textural experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
But not a taste.
Completely different.
Vicky, I've never been so cross.
Thank goodness Liv is understanding my co-hosting style, which is to just disagree strongly with anything that Vicky says.
Yeah, it's not a yes and situation. It's a no.
I haven't really been doing that well with my New Year's resolutions. However, those of you that have been listening avidly to our show every Thursday would know that I actually live, this is quite devastating and I'm sorry to have to say this to you, but I had a Monstera. I had it for about a day and I left it out in the sun on one of the 40 degree days.
It died.
Yeah. I had already...
Not just died, it burnt to death.
It literally burnt. I don't even really want to talk about it anymore because it's so traumatizing. But it was dead. We cut all the leaves off and trimmed it and stuff and like hoped for the best. And actually, I want to say thank you to Andrew, one of our Joy listeners, for giving me some horticultural advice.
Yeah, he called in with some tips.
Oh my God.
Absolutely fabulous.
Such a beautiful.
Right? And great news, Ursula, that's the name of the Monstera, starting to grow new leaves.
She's alive?
She's alive.
Oh my God.
We resuscitated her.
Andrew, you saved a life.
I am actually so thrilled by it. Like every day I get up and I see just a little bit more of the plant just growing and growing.
See? Metaphor. New year, new growth.
New growth.
There you go.
I love that. You may not have gone to yoga, but you saved a life.
Yeah, I can't. It was also all of the help I got from listeners because I actually have no idea how to look after anything.
Well, don't muck it up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually thrilled and I was scared that I had really just pushed her to the brink of death, but
hey,
here we are.
Here we are. You did it.
Ursula, 2020 is your year, Ursula. That's what I want to say.
Ursula 2020.
I love that. Ursula 2020.
That's a perfect thing.
Liv, how are you with plants?
I have killed 3 succulents in the last year.
One of my people.
Yeah, it's not. I'm not good at it.
No.
You could say I'm bad at it.
Now, did you overwater them?
I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Because with all 3 of them, I feel like I messed up in a different way.
Sure.
Like it was never, I couldn't identify what I was doing wrong. I'm like, okay, I'll water this one more.
Mm-hmm.
No? All right.
What do you want?
What are you, hell, is this helping? I don't know what to do.
Were they all the same type of succulent?
No, but different kinds of succulents don't seem to have very different needs from each other. Although, what would I know? Because
yeah.
I'm a serial succulent murderer.
Do you think it's succulents that you have the problem with? Maybe if it wasn't a...
Do you have other plants?
I have an aloe vera plant at the moment, but it's in quite a small pot. It's a little baby. And I think it's gotten to the stage where I need to repot it, which means it's probably going to die because I don't know how to do that.
Oh, it's terrifying repotting a plant, honestly.
I've never tried.
Yeah.
And honestly, I never will.
I wouldn't know how to start. Also, my place doesn't have a balcony, so what would I just put some towels down and like just tip it out? Like, I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna. I'm going to fail.
I've told this story before on the podcast before on the radio, but I once killed a succulent by underwatering it.
That's not supposed to be possible.
Yeah,
is it?
And yet I made it happen.
You're so talented, Vicky.
Yeah, I dried out the cactus.
The trick is no water.
I mean,
none. Just forget about it.
To be fair, I think maybe I just forgot about it, and then one day I looked at it and went, "Oh, that cactus is dead.
That plant's fake." Like, Vicky, no, it's not.
Oh, what? What are you talking about?
It needs.
What do you mean it's not?
Got a message from Matthew in Brunswick who said spiral pasta all the way.
I do like a spiral.
I do like
a spiral. I am not a fan of spiral pasta.
So, sorry, can I just tell you guys that when I said I cooked penne pasta before, what actually happened was we cooked a packet of pasta that had in it like penne, tubey sort of like not penne pasta, but just like tubes, and also spiral pasta.
No. Well,
I don't understand. This wasn't like leftover pasta that you tossed all the ends in a big pot. This was like an item you purchased.
Apparently.
Why?
I mean, I didn't buy it.
No, I don't. I'm not dismissing the idea out of pocket just yet. What is this? Pasta what is this Haneke. Called? What was written on the packet?
I couldn't tell you. I don't.
Why know couldn't you tell me?
Let me.
I have to know.
I'll send out a message and find out.
Is that a thing? Is that like unto itself a type of pasta?
I've definitely seen the pasta that comes with like mixed colours.
Yes, I actually had that for the first time the other week.
What did you think?
It was really nice.
Did they taste different?
Yes, they had different flavours. There was like, but most of them were vegetables, like a spinach, a pumpkin, like very pedestrian, like vegetables. And then out of nowhere, there's a squid ink.
Ooh.
That's the black one.
Yeah.
Wow. But
I've had squid ink pasta.
It's delicious.
Yeah, so good.
But yeah, just a squid and a vegetable patch hanging out.
That's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's
It was really nice.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never, I don't know. I'm very, when it comes to pasta, I've got strong opinions and they are,
and
don't mess with something that works. I don't know. I don't want mixtures of pasta
You're
in my
You're a purist.
Packet. I am a purist when it comes to pasta.
The only thing that occurs to me about that is that like different shapes of pasta sometimes have different cooking times because some of them are thicker than others.
I mean, my assumption is that they've put these three in the packet together because they have the same cooking time.
You can't even tell me what it's called, Vicky. How are you going to tell me that?
Yes, exactly what Liv said.
I don't know. Why am I on plus? I didn't make it.
I know, but you chose to tell us about it and that is your fatal
flaw. Shooting the messenger.
I mean, it was interesting.
Was it delicious?
I mean, pasta tastes the same.
I don't... Listen.
Okay. We're back to this whole thing. I just am not sure if you've had enough pasta.
I mean, probably not.
Do you guys want to go get some pasta?
Yeah, I think we need to go get some pasta. We just put the studio on auto. Bye, guys. We're going to go get some pasta now.
Anyone want anything?
I don't know. I think it's super fun when you have like super strong opinions about food because like realistically,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of horrible things happening in the world at the moment and we're like...
Arguing about pasta.
But no, you know what? Sometimes you need to.
You know what I'm going to pin my personality on? This food fact.
I will live and die by this food fact.
This is the hill I'm going to die on.
I think, but food is something that I guess people are really passionate about. It makes sense.
Well, we need it to live.
We do need it to live.
But it's gone to like another level. It's not just for like sustaining
life. Everyone's a chef at home now thanks to like reality TV and everything like that. Everyone's got real strong opinions.
Totally. And because of your New Year's resolution, you're also a chef at home now, Vic.
Yeah, well... You make it sound like I've literally never cooked before. I used to cook a lot.
I don't know about you, Liv. I don't know how long you've known Vicky, but I've known her for quite a few years.
Yeah, me too.
I've never seen her cook before. Have you?
So maybe you have never cooked before in your life, Vicky.
Hey. You don't know me.
Maybe make us some pasta.
Sure. No worries. I'll make you some pasta.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.